This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're going to turn our attention to the music of Dan Fandango this afternoon on RÚV English Radio. Dan's new record, Little Lier, which basically means Little Lies, was released just a few days ago at the start of the month. Dan joins me from Norway. That's where you are today. Do you live there, Dan?
Yeah, I've been living here for the past 15 years. Came in the financial crisis, and I just I liked it more than Iceland, especially weather-wise.
You were saying before we switched on the microphones, it's a bit warmer where you are today than it is here in Iceland, and a bit less changeable as well. So let's talk about your music then, because for anyone who's listening, particularly outside of Iceland, if they don't know of Dan Fandango, we're going to play the title track from the record at the end of the conversation. But where would you start if you were trying to sort of describe your music?
Oh, this is a tricky one. I'm trying not to place myself within any boundaries. But I think I'm influenced by just the music I listen to, and generally throughout the years, I've been much into like Britpop, Cure, Primal Scream. But I try to just keep an open mind, and if something comes to mind, I try not to restrict myself to any specific genre. Maybe pop rock, some kind of mixture of.
But it grooves as well, doesn't it? It's interesting you said Primal Scream there. I could certainly hear some of that in the music. It's rock, it's indie pop, but there is that driving groove to it as well, I think.
Yeah. My good friend Flóki Árnason, he's playing the drums. He lays the foundation for the track and the grooves. So it's a little bit cooperation between the two of us. He lives in Iceland, and I send him some tracks, and he drums and sends them back. And so, yeah.
Now, you played across Iceland last year. You were in all corners of the country. Do you get back to Iceland to tour often?
It's a little bit supply and demand. I try to find if the heat is rising, then maybe it's time to do a show.
But when you did tour last year, you were in Akureyri and Eilstadur and Siglufjörður. When you take, I mean, particularly somewhere like Siglufjörður, when you take your music to, you know, the edge of the country, is there a following in all of these places that you've built up?
Yeah, I have like a core audience that follows me around the country. And then there's always some new faces, and especially the females are attracted to the shows. I don't know why. So that's nice to see the audience growing slowly but steadily.
And do you still feel connected musically to Iceland, given that you're living in Norway?
Yes, I listen to RÚV, the Icelandic radio. So I'm pretty much in touch with everything that's going on, both in music and politics and and also the weather. That's nice to follow the weather and compare it.
Well, let's talk about the new record then. Little Lies is how it translates in English, released on the first of the month. What's the response been like?
Been pretty good. Positive response. I think it's my best album yet. I hope that I'm improving both as a songwriter and player and performer. Those that have listened to it give me very good feedback, and I hope people enjoy it and spread the word.
Dan Fandango has, I think, an aesthetic and a vibe. The cover of the record has you in what I'm going to assume is a cocktail bar. Maybe you can tell me exactly where it is, and your name is a neon behind you. Mm. Are you going for that kind of cool lounge image?
This is a work in progress. Dan Fandango is like an alter ego, but I'm not sure who he is. I'm getting to know him, you know. So I'm just trying to figure out when myself ends, where he takes over. There is a lot of elements in him that are in me, but a little bit maybe tuned up. It's a little bit more arrogant, likes to dress a little bit more than I do maybe. And
yes,
yeah, this is actually a bar in Thailand. It's
okay.
Like a cat bar. I just like the neon lights and stuff like that. And I just had a tailor-made suit.
I would have placed it maybe not in Thailand, but perhaps in Miami Vice in 1985 is how it looks. And of
yeah,
course, the
yeah.
record doesn't sound like that, but it's interesting with the image. And I can confirm, because we're talking on Zoom and I can see you today, you aren't wearing the kind of Miami Vice jacket with the otherwise shirtless look that you would perhaps be on the cover of the record. What's the plan then for this? Is this a bigger project than ones you've been involved with before? Does this feel like the next step for you?
I've released 4 albums now in 3 years, so I've been pretty productive. It's a lot to do with I'm lazy at work, so I tend to have the guitar close by and write some songs and record. I have my home studio, so this may be a result of me being lazy, and but no big plans. I take it as it comes, one day at a time, and see what happens.
We've talked about the music and the way that that sounds. Lyrically, what's the inspiration? What do you choose to write about?
It's a lot of personal lyrics, maybe often packed in some in disguise. Little Lies, the song we're probably going to listen to in a bit, is that's based on a personal experience I had not so long ago, where I got caught in a situation where I heard rumors about myself that were not true, you know. So that's a little bit, that was a very uncomfortable experience. So that's the little lies that spread around and grow. And, you know, it's mostly personal experience I try to write about.
So you're happy to draw from personal experience then when it comes to the lyrics?
I think it's... for the consumer, it's nice to, don't be too superficial, you know, or talk about things you don't have any knowledge or experience with.
Yes.
Try to dig inside a little bit.
Do you play as Dan Vandango in Norway?
I've done it once, and I'll probably do it again. But it's a little bit tricky with the situation. Me living here and my band is my band Hættulegir Menn, which is called Dangerous Men. They're located in Iceland, so it's a little bit tricky with finding time to practice.
I wondered if maybe you did acoustic sets, or whether your music even kind of lends itself to being played in that way, just you and the guitar with the songs.
Yeah, I've tried that at home, and it is a possibility that I will do some of that.
A lot of focus on Icelandic music for one obvious reason in the next couple of months, and that is going to be Eurovision, because Iceland is a country that's obsessed with the Eurovision Song Contest and Söngvakeppnin. I don't know whether you've ever entered Söngvakeppnin or whether you were ever tempted to do so with your music as Dan Vandango. Has that been on your radar?
I actually submitted a song a few years back, but in recent times... my interest has decreased dramatically in this, in music wise, and also just the whole spectrum of the participation of Israel and this political noise. And I don't watch it anymore. I think it's boring. So.
Unlikely then that even if Vibe don't do well for Iceland, it's unlikely that you'll be stepping up then with another song for Söngvakeppni.
No, I think I'll stay away from this. Yeah.
Let's hear the title track from the record, Little Lies, Little Liga. Great response so far. We can find this record on all the streaming services?
Everywhere.
Okay, we'll put a link up to that on the page accompanying the show from Move English Radio. For now, maybe we'll speak again. Good luck with the record. Glad to hear that it's had a good response so far. Let's listen to Little Liga, the title track from the new record from Dan Vandango. My name's Darren Adam, and this is Ruv English Radio. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is. Fyrir mig og eina litla líf.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.